What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, Now I Know Why Cab Passengers Back in LA Said They Thought I Was Russian, and My Thoughts on Dog Pills. So, the city I'm in, guys, to pronounce it properly, you pronounce it dog pills. Yes, if you say dog pills, they'll know what you're talking about. So today I'm going to give you a tour of the main center area of dog pills. By the way, this pub over here, IGGI, it's a really, really good pub. It's really cheap. They have cheap burgers. Unfortunately, I had a non-authentic Chinese food at the mall right in front of us. Not at the hotel, no. It was called Happy Panda. Now, here's the deal, guys, okay? The food was not bad, okay? The food wasn't bad. It was just that the food was not authentic Chinese food. You know how Asian food has flavor to it? Well, this Chinese food I ate, it didn't have flavor to it. It was not authentic. Plus, it cost me like 25 euros. So, you know, it's a little bit pricey. Wasn't authentic. Would I do it again? Definitely not. And this is another thing that I wanted to tell you guys out there, man. When you guys go overseas to places that are not... for example, you know, let's say you wanted to eat Asian food, and then you go, I don't know what this building is, it's a museum, I think, I'm just gonna walk around it, you know, a little bit until we keep on moving. Like I was saying, if you want to eat Asian food, and you go to a country that doesn't have Asians, it's not an Asian country, and the place you're eating at is not run by Asians, you're not gonna have authentic food. For example, when I was in San Cristobal, Mexico, which obviously has nothing to do with Asians, I took my San Cristobal girl to a restaurant over there, a Thai restaurant. We spent like $50, but it was not authentic. It really wasn't authentic Thai food, you know? It's the same thing with this restaurant, Happy Panda. It wasn't authentic Chinese food. Now, of course, you know, the local people here, they don't know any better. You know, they didn't travel. They don't know any better. So to them, it's like, okay, this is Chinese food, but, you know, people like me and you who actually been to Chinese restaurants and shit like that, it was not authentic at all. So if you guys are in a foreign country that doesn't have anything to do with the cuisine that the restaurant is serving, make sure that the people who run that cuisine are from the country that the food is being represented at that restaurant. For example, when I went to, I think this is like a concert hall or something. Oh well. When I went to Bucaramanga, the restaurant I went to was a Korean restaurant ran by Koreans, and it was awesome. It was amazing. I loved it. So, point that I'm trying to get at to you guys is that if you go to like a Chinese restaurant or an Asian restaurant in a country that has nothing to do with Asians, just make sure that the people who are actually operating the place are Asians. Otherwise, you're not gonna get the authentic flavor that that you would expect, especially if you've been to actual Chinese Asian restaurants, you know. Anyway, so going on with dog pills, yes, that's how you pronounce the name of this city, dog pills. Imagine, I was at the gas station, guys, and a cute lady there, blue eye, blonde, white, you know, Russian, and she spoke English. I told you guys, if they're under 40, they're gonna speak English. That's just how it is. So she looked like she was probably well into her 20s, or maybe more than likely in her 30s. And I'm like, how do you pronounce the name of this city? And she's like, Dog Pills. And I just burst out laughing. And she's like, I know it's hard for you Americans to pronounce. I'm like, Dog Pills. So that's how you pronounce this city, guys. Dog Pills. Anyways, so going back to the point of the video is I can see how they thought I was Russian back in my cab driving days, you know. Back in my cab driving days in LA, guys, we had a lot of Russian people, Russian Armenians driving cab. And I've had passengers think that I was Russian. And I'm like, in what universe do I look Russian, man? I look nothing Russian, because the Russian cab drivers I knew, well, first of all, the Russians actually owned the cab. So like maybe one of them drove the cab and he was like blue eye, blonde, white. But the rest were like Armenian Russians, and Armenian Russians, they really don't count. So I'm like, how in the world do you guys think Russian? No, I didn't tell him that, of course, but in the back of my mind, it's like, how? You know, how? In what world do you guys think I could possibly be Russian? You know, Hispanic, absolutely, but Russian? Come on, man. So, after coming to this town, guys, and walking around, I did see Russian guys who kind of looked a little bit like me. What I noticed about the Russian guys is that they tend to dress like I dress, or I dress like they dress, which is pants, leather jacket, and they would see the Russian dudes, they would cut their hair military style, right? They would have the jar head look to them. Now, as you guys know, I pull my hair back. I pull my hair back, right? You guys know that, right? So it looks like my hair is cut military style. So I was at that Happy Panda restaurant eating, you know, Happy Panda, Panda Express, you know? So I was at that Happy Panda restaurant eating, and this Russian dude, the guy looked kind of like me, and I'm like, oh, okay, now I can see how people think I'm Russian. And I'm like, that's cool, dude. Beats being thought of as Indian. So I'm walking down the street called Regas Ela. You know, one thing I took notice about Latvia, kind of like Romania, and the same thing with Colombia and to a certain degree Mexico, and that same thing was most of the places look the same. Most of the places are planned the same. Okay, so this street, Regas Ela, this is like the main street for, you know, I took notice in a lot of cities I go to, the main street is called Regas Ela. You know, somebody has to look that up, you know. I thought Regas means a Riga, but apparently R-I-G-A-S probably stands for something else, like Main Street or something like that. So, yeah, this is one of the things I like about these smaller Latvian towns, is that they have signs for everything. So, this is the main square, as you guys can see. This is a city of like 100,000 people. Okay, 100,000 people live here. So, I know some of you guys are saying, oh my God, Amr, it's only 8 o'clock at night and it looks dead. Well, it is what it is, man. You know? So, So, like I said, it's about 8 o'clock. I'm walking outside here. There are thoughts worldwide, guys. It's worldwide, dudes. Don't think you're going to escape America and things are going to be any different here than over there. No. Like I said in Riga, you know, the only main difference between women in Riga versus women back in America is that they're not as tatted up. They're not as, you know, they don't have the blue hair. They don't have the bull ring nose But all that stuff is coming. You know, if things continue the way they are, you know, Latvian women are just going to be as bad as American women in a couple of years, dudes, you know. So don't think that you're going to escape feminism by, you know, leaving the West, okay? So my thoughts on Doug Pelosa, which is how you pronounce the name of the city, is that, okay, here's the thing you need to know about Doug Pelosa, okay? This originally was a Russian city, and the vast majority of people here are Russians. It has a population of a little bit over 100,000, and the Latvian government is trying to, like, push Latvian people here, you know, to, kind of like dilute the ethnic Russians. So most people here speak Russian. Most of everything here is in Russian. This is not a tourist town by any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, yeah, they do speak English because apparently in Latvian schools, you need to learn English. So that's a good thing about Latvia is that they make you learn English. So you will find people here, whether it's at the gas station, whether it's at the restaurant, you're going to find people here speaking English, and their English is pretty damn good, guys. Okay. So, you'll do fine in Doug Pelosa. You'll do fine in pretty much every, city in Latvia when it comes to English. Okay. Again, if they're under 40, in all likelihood, they speak English and they speak and understand really well. So my thoughts on this place is that for some reason, the Russian people here are, you know, they're not that good looking. You know, the woman, you know, though, I mean, Latvian women are a lot hotter than Russian women, you know. And the thing is, the Russian dudes over here, some of them remind me of the Russian cab drivers back in the day, you know. The Armenian Russian cab drivers, you know, the guys who are short, pudgy, you know. When I was walking around earlier at the mall, like, I was getting all these dirty looks from all these, like, short, fugly Russian dudes as if they wanted to, like, kill me or something, you know. I'd honestly stay here in Doug Pelosa just to mug the Armenian-looking Russians, but, yeah, I don't feel like getting killed. Not to mention that the women are not as good-looking as the Latvian woman. Oh, look, they have Hesburger. Dude, it's only 8 o'clock at night. Hesburger is closed at 8 o'clock at night? Come on, man. So, again, this is the main street in downtown area, population 111,000 people. You know, of course, the city is, of course, there's more to this city than the main square that we are in. But nevertheless, guys, I just want you to see the vibe of the city. That's really the main thing I'm doing here, is that I want you guys to see, to feel the vibe of the city. So it's 8 o'clock at night, and really not much going on. The bus station, you know, they call it Atusta, you know, in Latvian, Atusta, Turisma. I mean, obviously we all know what that is. So we're just gonna walk that way a little bit. We're gonna walk to the bus station, then we're gonna come back here, maybe walk to the tram over there. As long as I'm out of here by 9 o'clock, I'll be, God willing, in Riga by 12 o'clock at night. My plane leaves at 9 in the morning. So, and the airport is only half an hour away from my Airbnb. So as long as I'm up by 7, shower, leave at like 7:45, 7:50, 8:10. I'll be 8:10, 8:20, I'll be at the airport, you know. It's a small airport, so I'll be able to go through security quick, no problem, God willing, of course. So, yeah, guys, yeah, today is my last night in Latvia. Like I said, guys, I can come back here anytime, man, you know. I'm not going to be like, oh, I miss Latvia. I can come back here anytime I really want, you know. So, the prices here, guys, are good. Again, I suggest that you don't go to, like, Asian restaurants in places like this where they have no business in Asian food. Because, number one, It ain't authentic. Number two, they're gonna price gouge you because you don't know any better. So, I should have went, I should have ate burgers over at that pub that I was at a couple of minutes ago. You know, you can never go wrong with, listen guys, you can never go wrong with burgers and pizza. I don't care where in the world you are. You can never ever go wrong with burgers and pizzas, man. That's just how it is, you know. Imagine how good this place would look during the day. I mean, that's a big ass building right in front of us, but you guys wouldn't know, man. You know, so damn dark. And it's only 8 o'clock at night, you know. So as you guys can see, 8 o'clock at night, this is how the place looks at 8 o'clock at night. You know, New Yorker over there. They got a mega mall or a mega something. It's open until, I think it's open 24 hours. Yeah, 00 to 24. I think that's open 24 hours. Yeah, it's probably open 24 hours. And they sell vegetables and they sell shit like that. So I'm telling you guys, you will find everything you want in. Yeah, see? They do sell everything. 24 hours they're open. So you will find everything you want here, guys. No problem. I'm just simply stating that when the sun goes down, especially if it's not summer, it's pretty much a GG for you. So good night, pretty much. So I'm just walking around, wasting time before I head back to the car, giving you my thoughts on the place. I mean, honestly, guys, there's really nothing to write home about when it comes to dog pills, to be honest with you. You know, architecture-wise, well, what happened with this city? Because it was a Russian city, and then the Soviets came in here and, like, fucked up their shit. You know, this is why you get, you know, these ugly buildings every now and then. This is not architecturally a good-looking city, you know. It was before the Soviets came in and fucked it up. But now, guys, it's like, kind of Soviet-looking. And that ain't cool. That's not cool. So where's the Atosta? I think the bus station is actually behind us, but that's all right. It's all good. I'm gonna keep on moving, and then I'm gonna make a U-turn, go back to the other side. So, a lot of young people out here, guys. My thoughts on dog pills thus far is that I'm just not vibing with the place, to be honest with you guys. Remy, you know, Remy is usually open to 10 o'clock. I'm just not vibing with this place, you know. Dog pills, I'm not vibing with it, you know. I felt a lot more at ease with Lipeja yesterday, and you know that's because Lipeja kind of reminded me more of America. It had that American vibe to it. Here you have way more of a Russian vibe. You know, there's nothing wrong with the Russian vibe. It's just that I find the Russian vibe kind of like, you know, they live in their own world, which is, hey, good for them, man. That's the way I see it too. But just not feeling it, man. Really not feeling it. Let's go this way. I want to go through a place that has lights. You know, that way you guys can see more of what's going on. Because, again, it's 8 o'clock at night. Oh, okay. So this is a bus station. Yeah. See, this is a bus station, right? This is a bus station, guys. So, obviously, this bus station over here, you can take the bus to pretty much anywhere in Latvia. The train station is probably somewhere close by. Usually the bus station and the train station are like right next to each other. So it does have parks. The weather isn't bad. I mean, it's November, you know, it's until December, January. But as of right now, the weather ain't bad. I'm walking around at night and I'm not freezing, you know. Damn. Yeah, after I ate that bland, unauthentic Chinese food, I like went to Remy and bought a shitload of pastries, you know, just to get some taste in my mouth, you know. Listen, I don't mind bland food, you know. Colombia is bland food. You know, a lot of people don't like Colombian food because Colombian food is bland. Personally, I love bland food. But here's the deal. Now, I don't know about you, but when I am going to eat Chinese food, I want a party in my taste buds. So when I bite into Chinese food and the food is freaking bland, now, you know, that dashes my expectations, man. So that's why I had to go to Remy and like buy a shitload of pastries, because at least I know the pastries are gonna be sweet, even though the sugar and the fat ain't good for you. But hey, man, every now and then it's all good. You gotta cheat your metabolism. You know, like TFM said, every now and then you have to take in a shitload of carbs so your metabolism can be like, oh, okay, we're not starving, so that's cool. We can, you know, burn more fat than we can burn some calories in, like we normally do. Because the thing is, if you like decrease your caloric intake, your body might try to preserve itself, thinking that, hey man, we're starving, so let me not expand calories. But if you cheat your diet every 2 weeks, from what I hear, your body's like, oh, okay, we're not starving, so I'm gonna burn metabolism like I normally do. So some information for you guys out there who are trying to lose weight. And again, best way to lose weight, guys, is to limit your caloric intake, you know. Try to be in a deficit of, like, here's the thing, guys. For every 500 calories you burn, for every 3,500 calories you burn like 1 pound. So if, for example, I'm supposed to take 2,500 calories a day. If I only take 2,000 calories a day, then by default, I'll lose a pound a day, a pound a week, if I take in 2,000 calories a day. Now, unfortunately, I take in way more than 2,000 calories a day, but thanks to all the walk and talk MGTOW shit I do out here, guys, I'm down to 235 pounds, so that's a big old plus for me. So obviously, this building in front of us, you guys can't even see it, really. Looks like a Soviet-era building. Man, see, this is what I don't like about cities like this, you know. It's freaking 8 o'clock at night, right? It's 8 o'clock at night, and it's totally dead, man. It's totally dead, you know. I don't like that, man. I really don't. You know, I want to see some life, motherfuckers. I mean, small town USA doesn't have a big population either. But at least there's some life in small town USA after 8 o'clock at night. Here, it's like a freaking ghost town. You guys can see it for yourself, man. So, yeah. Just not feeling dog pills, guys. Really not feeling it, you know. Laipeha had it going on. So, up until now, guys, Laipeha is winning. I told you, if I did this all over again, I'd rent a car and I would stay in Laipeha. You know, here I actually went on Airbnb. Not many places are available on Airbnb, even though this is the second largest city in Latvia after Riga. There's really not that many Airbnbs. And the Airbnbs that are available are in the thousands of dollars. It's like, what type of drugs are you people on, you know? This just goes to show you guys that this just goes to show you that dog pills is not like the rest of Latvia. And again, you know, this was initially a Russian town, so vast majority of people here are not Russian. Let's go down this way. I just want some light, man. I mean, during the day and probably during the summer, this is like a really good place. But here's what you guys need to understand, man. I have seen young people, I've seen old people. But people in the middle, they do exist, but, you know, they'd rather go somewhere else, see? You know? That's why I'm telling you guys. Riga is the capital. Everybody goes to Riga. You know what? Riga has over 700,000 people. This place only has like 100,000 people. And this is the second largest city in Latvia after Riga. So imagine the capital of the country has literally half of its population. And then the second biggest city only has like, what, 15%? Of the population of the biggest city. It's like, dude, this just goes to show you guys, all the young people, they just go out to Riga, man. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you, man. Riga really wouldn't work for us MGTOW guys, simply because of the fact that you got all these people going there. So this is why you need to look for a city where you have a mix of culture and also at the same time it's modern, you know. Liepāja fits that bill perfectly, to be honest with you. Here in Daugpils, I ain't feeling that, dudes. I'm really not feeling that. See, Daugpils is kind of like, again, that's a bus station over there, okay? Daugpils to me, real talk, guys, these are all houses over there, you know. Regular houses, you know, again, there's 100,000 plus people throughout this city, so, and they do have houses, they do have apartments. To be honest with you guys, Daugpils really feels like a bigger version of Valka. You know, Valka, where I was by the Estonian border a couple of days ago, where, see, most places here are open until 10 o'clock, okay? Most places here, 10 o'clock, even the pubs and bars, by 10 o'clock, they're gone, you know? So, if you guys remember, when I was in Valka, by the Estonian border, it kind of reminded me of this place. So, this place is kind of like Valka, but obviously bigger, you know? See, that's the problem with these hardcore communist places, man. These Soviet places, man, it's like they drain the soul out of you, you know? Liepāja really didn't have a hint of Soviet to it, but this place, man, it reeks with Soviet, a feel to it. Because again, this place initially was Russian like 200 years ago, and then when the communists got their dirty paws on and became the Soviets, they came into this country and then they started wrecking all the nice stuff that the Russians built, and they replaced it with ugly stuff, like, you know, like you can see, you know. So unfortunately, guys, yeah, any place that has communism in it, any post-Soviet cities, they just reek of, they really reek of depression, man. So, like I said, Liepāja did not have any hint of Soviet tooth. I mean, you can look at here, guys, obviously, Soviet era crap, you know. Ugly, doesn't have any life to it. Again, pizza, you know, there are two things that don't fail when it comes to food: pizza and burgers, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you, dude. You know, if I was going to open a business somewhere, it's going to be a pizza place. And the reason why I would do a pizza place, it's easy to run. See, 8 o'clock at night, ain't nobody there, dudes. So what does that tell you, right? Yeah, Latvia is not good for business because A, the taxes are high, and B, they just don't have the population to sustain, to go around and support business. They really don't have the population for that, you know? So this is why a lot of these places close shop early, because, you know, what's the point of being open until 10 o'clock when nobody's gonna show up, you know? So, not to mention a lot of places are only open on the weekdays. Like, for example, this bar over here, they're probably only open on Friday, Saturday, and maybe Thursday, you know? They're not gonna waste their time and be open on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday when they know nobody's gonna show up, you know? So, it's a little bit raining, but that's okay. It's a little bit raining, that's okay. I mean, it's not that bad. Weather-wise, it ain't that bad. I'm sure, you know, in December, it probably will get worse. But right now, guys, it's perfectly fine, man. This place is perfectly fine, weather-wise. You know, one of the things I was a little bit surprised of, I only saw like one or two Ukrainian flags in the whole place. And that's probably because most people here are ethnic Russians, and they're probably not cool with the Ukrainian flag. So, but I only saw like one or two Ukrainian flags in the whole place so far. Yeah, this is a main street. You guys can see it up here, Regas Elia. This is the main street over here, and I'm gonna show you guys something. See that over there? That's between 8 in the morning and 6 at night, you have to pay for parking. And after 6 o'clock, it's free parking. Now in Riga, it's after midnight that's free parking. By that time, I'm usually asleep, you know. I'm not, well, I don't sleep at 12. I'm home by 12. Yeah, this place really has nothing to write home about, to be honest with you guys. I mean, from what I can tell right now, you either got old people or you got young people. You really don't have a mix of people in the middle. We were here earlier. Wait a second, okay, I think His Burger hasn't opened yet. Oh, okay, that explains it, because I'm like 8 o'clock and His Burger is closed. Okay, looks like His Burger hasn't opened yet. All right, that's cool. But His Burger is no better than McDonald's, you know? I don't think it's even close to McDonald's, to be honest with you, you know, when it comes to His Burger. So, yeah, we were actually here when we first started the video. So, you get to see a lot of Latvian flags, and that's because the Latvian government wants to make it known to the ethnic Russians that we're large and in charge in this place, you know. It is or it is or it is. But, yeah, guys, it just doesn't have a good vibe to it. I'm not picking up fun, energetic vibes here. I'm really not, you know. I mean, yeah, sure, you're going to have some pubs and restaurants open, you know, well into 10 o'clock, maybe up until midnight. But the reality of the matter is, you know, overall, I'm just not feeling the place. I'm really not feeling it. So, I mean, I'm sure it has some nice pre-Soviet architecture and shit like that. If you're into architecture, culture, and all that mumbo jumbo, yeah, I'm sure you can spend a day or two here, take in all that. But if you're looking more for, if you're just looking more for an experience, this really isn't, this really is not the place that you'd want to be. I mean, it's not expensive by any stretch of the imagination. It's really not expensive. Overall, guys, Latvia is a cheap country. I don't care where you go. Overall, Latvia really is a cheap country. Okay, these guys look like they're open 24/7, you know. But, just not feeling it, dude. Just not feeling it, man. Too much Soviet era, too much Soviet era feel to the place, man. Just ain't feeling it. You can actually buy coffee from there. Yeah, sure, the coffee sucks, but hey, if you want your caffeine intake, you can buy it from that there machine over there, you know. I don't know if you can see the watch up on the hotel over there, but it's only 8:30, guys. 8:30, and this is it, man. 8:30, this is it, you know. It was actually like this like 2 hours ago, actually, before I went to the restaurant, so, you know. Cathedral, no, church. I see the cross. It's a church. It's a church. Again, dog pails, like any of the top 10 cities, they'll have everything you got. You know, everything you want. They got the stores, they got the ATM, they got everything you want, okay, guys? So it's not like you're gonna be lacking, right? Okay, what is the English version? Okay, so that's how it was in the beginning. 1920s, 1930s, 1960, and 1970 over here, and now here. It actually looks better in the 1920s than it does in the nowadays, to be honest with you. So as you guys can see, this is the street we're in. This is the street over here. As you guys can see, it goes down the whole town. I mean, not bad architecture, and if it's sunny and during the day, it will probably be alright, you know, but nah. See, that's the good thing about us MGTOW guys. We got options. '70s, '1920s, 2009, 2019, 2022. Yeah, so 2022 down here, and 1920s, you know, up here. So, I don't know. Oh, great, they got graffiti down there. Now, let's keep on going. Ain't nothing much to watch here. So that's the restaurant I was at, Happy Panda. Like I said, I mean, overpriced, wasn't authentic, but it's good I did it, because when I ate at that Thai place in San Cristobal, Mexico, I was like, they were not authentic at all. I mean, look, the food looked authentic, yes, but it did not taste authentic at all. So I was like, you know what, maybe that's a them problem, you know. But when I came to Happy Panda over there, and their food, you know, even though it did look like it's Chinese food, it didn't taste authentic. I was like, okay, now I know what the problem is. You have people who are not of the culture cooking food on behalf of another culture. It's like, it don't work like that, bro. You know? I want authenticity, motherfuckers. So you got Remy over there. Remy's open until 10 o'clock at night. You got this Mago over here open until 10 o'clock at night as well. That's their mall over here, guys. It's nothing, you know, it's nothing much to write home about by American standards, okay? You know, I actually like coming to the towns at night rather than during the day, because at night, that's when you can pick up the vibe of a town. Because here's the thing, man, here's the thing, okay? Let's say the sun goes down at like 4:30. You know, the sun goes down here at 4:30, okay? Let's say the sun goes down at 4:30. Is it gonna be like this from 4:30 at night until the next day, you know? Again, you guys can see it with your own eyes, man. It's pretty much dead, you know? It's really dead. I mean, let's be absolutely honest. I mean, you don't expect to see people walking around in the cold and in the rain. I mean, let's keep that 100. But at the same time, man, light the place up a little bit, you know? So, like I said, guys, God willing, 12 hours from now, I shall be at Riga Airport, going on to another country. I'm not going to miss Latvia, because I can hop on a plane, come back here anytime I want. So, you know, when somebody says, oh, I'm going to miss a place, that pretty much means they're not going to come back, you know. In my cases, I don't miss places, because if I like you, I come back, you know. Kind of like how I'm still banging the same host today like I was years ago, you know. In fact, I still got the San Cristobal girl on my WhatsApp, you know. Damn, that San Cristobal girl, that bitch had it going on, dudes. You know, the girl I'm with here, she's alright, but that San Cristobal girl, damn. You know, BPD, guys, borderline personality disorder. Yeah, those hoes will fuck your life up, but when it comes to between the sheets, you can't beat a BPD woman, guys. You really can't, you know. Just don't get too connected to BPD woman, man. But, yeah, I'm telling you guys, BPD woman in the sack, oh my God. You know, crazy in the head, crazy in the bed, you know. That's true. That's really true. So, again, guys, you got restaurants, you got stuff like that. Again, it's nice. It's family oriented. It's not. It's decently priced, except for Happy Panda, you know, because people don't know what authentic Chinese is, so they can be taken advantage of. But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. What it is. Olympic Casino. I think that's a sports betting bar. Yeah, that's a sports betting bar, I think. They got a Maxima. Oh, damn, almost fell. They got a Maxima over there, you know. Maxima and Remy are kind of rivals. But I'd take Remy over Maxima, man. I'd go to Remy over Maxima, you know. If you're gonna, you know, just make sure, if you're gonna park your car, just make sure you read the signs. Because again, here you have to pay from 8 to 7 o'clock at night, you have to pay. And they do have an automated machine. There's the automated machine right there. You're gonna have to pay here if you're parking in regular parking hours. So, Dog Pills, guys, even though it's the second largest city in Latvia, as far as I'm concerned, this is Valka, but just bigger. And it's because of the Soviet, it's really because of the Soviet influence on the place, man, you know. Soviets, you know, whatever the Soviets touch, they just bring destruction and depression and misery to it, you know. So, yeah. Dog Pills ain't for me, dude. It ain't for me. Not saying it's a bad place. I'm just saying I'm not feeling the vibes here. I mean, the only place I now feel the vibes at are Liepāja. Okay, Liepāja is really the best place I've visited outside of Riga. Like I said, Riga... Riga is really not good. Well, I mean, you can make it work in Riga, but if you want something a little bit more grounded into reality, meaning you don't want like crazy homeless people. I mean, Riga didn't have crazy homeless people. It did have like some homeless, but they were not violent by any stretch of the imagination. But you have to keep in mind, you know, Riga, that's where all the young people go to, that's where all the women go to like whore themselves out and shit like that. So, that's my problem with Riga, guys, is that it's like any major, city in the world. You know, you're gonna get feminism in there, and you're gonna get feminism in there simply because, you know, women just have so many freaking options and opportunities, and it is what it is, you know. The second women have options and opportunities, boom, shaka, laka, 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 feminism. It is what it is, man. So, yeah. Right now, guys, if somebody ever asks me, hey, Amr, where do you recommend I go and live in Latvia? I'm gonna tell you guys, go to Liepāja, man. Go to Liepāja. That's where I would recommend for you, man. Yeah. They got Remy. They have some, I mean, if you want to buy clothes and shit like that, you can do that here. Again, they got everything you want, you know. You're not gonna be lacking here in Dog Pills. Again, in the top 5 Latvian cities, you're not gonna be lacking anything. In the other top 5 Latvian cities, you pretty much will have everything you need. Outside of like urgent stuff, like I don't know, medical care or shit like that, that's serious. But in general, guys, you're not gonna be lacking anything here in Latvia if you are in any of their cities. Even if the city had 5,000 people, you'll be fine, guys. You can be fine in Smitlin, Slimteen or Smitlin, you know, Smitlin, I'm probably mispronouncing it. It has like 5,000 people. You'll be fine there as well. So, like I said, guys, I'm all about picking up the vibes of the place. I want to be in a place where I can say, yeah, I can be here long term. Like, for example, Bucaramanga, Medellin. I could stay there for months at a time. Heck, I can probably stay in freaking San Cristobal for a month at a time. You know, here? Nah. I don't think I can be here for a month at a time, guys, you know. I really can't see me being here. So I'm all about picking up the vibes. That's the most important thing to me. Because you all need to pick up on the energy, man. I know a lot of you out there think the whole, that's the name of the place, Happy Panda, overpriced and unauthentic. So, I know a lot of you guys out there think it's like woo-woo shit when somebody says you gotta pick up on the energy. But really, man, you gotta pick up on the energy. Especially in a Soviet city like this, it's like sad and depressing and it's just not fun, dude. It really ain't fun, you know. Again, you guys can see it with your own eyes. I'm just walking around like nothing is going on, man. You know. So, yeah, I parked around here somewhere. I think my car might actually be on the other side of this place. So we'll just keep on walking until I get into my car. Why not, you know? Maybe we'll get to see something. Maybe we can discuss something else. But overall, guys, the ethnic Russians here, guys, they're nowhere near as beautiful as the woman I saw in other places, you know. So ethnic Russians, here's the thing. Ethnic Russians probably look more like me than they do like blue-eyed, blonde, white people I've seen in other towns, you know. So, and by the way, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. A lot of these chicks out here, they're not blonde. You know, a lot of these women, you know, when they pull their hair up, you see their roots. It's like, bitch, you ain't blonde, bitch. You know, when I was at Valhalla nightclub, you know, when I first came here, I was standing on the second floor. And pretty much almost all the blonde women, they all had, they were all fake blondes, man. It's like, damn it, bitch. You know, because that would throw me off, you know. I'm all about blue-eyed, blonde, white, you know. So when it comes to these hoes out there, it's like, don't shave down there for 2 weeks, bitch. That's how we're gonna find out if you're blonde or not. Does the carpet match the drapes? Or in their case, does the drapes match the carpet, you know? That's how we're gonna find out if the bitch is blonde. I have no idea what the hell this shit is, and I don't care, to be honest with you. Yeah, my car is over there, so this is where I parked. Yeah, that's my car over there. The one that's, yeah. Yeah, it's almost 9 o'clock. By the time I get back to Latvia, it will be 12. Pack my bags, you know, clean up the Airbnb. Probably will be 1. Then wake up tomorrow at like 7 in the morning. And head off to the airport, dudes. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Last video from Latvia. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Peace.